continuing high school basketball coverage, joined by Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling as Indianola falls to Southeast Polk at Wells Fargo Arena 64-56. And coach, it's kind of that old adage in basketball, you spend all that time getting back into the game, you don't get the lead, and it's hard to keep the legs into the fourth quarter. But a great comeback from Indianola tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Southeast Polk a lot of credit. Came out, shot the ball extremely well there that first quarter. Some of their guys that we knew were shooters, but, they weren't the ones actually knocking them down as much as the other guys. So, I give our boys a lot of credit. They regrouped. We battled back. Down 19-9 at one point in the first quarter. We just kind of gather ourselves, and probably the way they, put the effort forth, we just got to make sure that we have enough in the gas tank there down the stretch to try to finish them off.
I kind of look back to last year with this team, and this was a team that that out-physicaled Indianola last year. That was not the case, and I know a lot of that has to do with everybody gets a year older, team compositions change, but to me, this game almost more than anything kind of showed the growth from last year to this year.
Yeah, and, you saw these folks a lot of credit. They did what they had to do, especially in the fourth quarter. Second, third quarter, some of our pressure D, we were kind of changing it up there a little bit. And, it kind of rattled them a little bit, but, you got to give them credit. And came to the fourth quarter, they made the plays they needed to make. And, and like you said earlier, I think our legs kind of got to us there a little bit in the fourth. But I'm proud of, it's different in this environment, when you got a bunch of young guys still. This place is a little bit bigger than Indianola Gym, so we just had to get used to it, kind of get our bearings, and once we did, I thought we did some really good things. But we'll go back to work tomorrow, and season still goes on. It's only, our sixth game all year. I mean, I think we've had 29 practices in six games, so the games are going to pick up here, and we'll just continue to work, and we'll find a way, and keep improving every day.
Well, I know I asked Coach Jansen the same question, but you brought up the venue. It's a pretty special place to play in, and this is the ultimate goal to get to for this team. How important was that to kind of show this guys what this court looks like and what this venue can bring?
It's always exciting. I've been lucky enough to, coach two regular season games on this court, and then, being a part of a couple state tournament teams, one back in Vets and stuff like that. So it's always special when you can play on the floor that state tournament's at, and just get that taste, just get that feel. Obviously, when it's state tournament, there's probably a few more fans in the place, but, it was still a good crowd today. And we, that was one of the points of, get a little taste, kind of see what it is. And, these are still going to be experiences for these guys stepping on the floor today, but obviously we want to have more experiences, come March. And, that's our goal of every team. And we're just going to have to continue to work and hopefully find a way on Monday, because we got a very good, solid Carlisle club that we got to face on Monday.
Well, I know going back to the game, finishing at the rim has just been a pretty constant thing with this team. Is everybody gets into the right spot, the ball goes to the right guy, you get up to the rim, and you feel like you leave 8 to 10 points in an 8-point ball game on the floor because you weren't able to finish at the rim. How big is that for this team to improve in that area?
Well, I mean, obviously that's going to be another focal point. I mean, it's been all winter break about finishing around the rim and playing through contact. And I think we're playing through contact better now. It's just the aspect of making sure that we do, convert those opportunities. Yeah, I mean, you look at the scoreboard, 8 points. I know in the third quarter we had some really good looks there point blank, and we just didn't get them to fall. And, that just kind of weighs on you a little bit. And, if those fall, game down the stretch could be totally different and things like that. But we're just going to continue to work. Like I told the guys, tomorrow we're going to come in, we gotta get ready for the next game, and watch the film tonight, find one thing that is a positive for you, and then two things you want to work on, and then the next couple days, next couple practices, let's make sure when we have skill development time that we're focusing on what we need to focus on. They'll do it because they're all great kids, and they really want to get better, and we're seeing improvement. We just gotta learn how to win now.
Well, I'll ask that question to follow up on film review. With such a young team, it's not always easy to do, because it's a learned skill, is evaluating yourself on film. How has that gone, especially over winter break when you have that extra time to really do that and look for some areas to improve upon?
Well, and we switch things up with film. A lot of times we'll, I'll send clips out of the upcoming opponent, things like, defensively, offensively, this is what they like to do. And, You know, in the day of a game, we'll go into my classroom and we'll watch for 20 minutes. And, you know, if they got questions or things, or we have a discussion, so that way they feel pretty confident. We felt really confident. I saw some things that we talked about in film session even today, and we saw them on the floor. We just didn't execute and get the ball there either quick enough, or we just missed it. But, again, that's something that, you know, they're paying attention to. They're growing in that aspect. And like you said, it is a learned skill. It's hard. It's not just sitting there watching 4 or 5 hours of film. That's not good. You've got to be beneficial. And, you know, these guys, they want to get better, and they put the time in, and we obviously are going to, you know, prepare them the best we can for Monday, and hopefully we'll come out of Carlisle with a win.
Now, last question before we let you go here, Coach, is that half-court trap defense. These guys have really started to buy into that, and it's something you can spring on teams. I know teams are going to start preparing for it, but it's hard to prepare against, you know, 6'4", 6'3", with long arms at the top like that, that can disrupt that many things.
And I tell you what, yeah, I mean, with, yeah, Blake and McGraw and DeWall, you know, sometimes Cason Storm gets up there. We do have a lot of length on our team. Jackson Faust, you know, another 10th grader that's kind of developing as we go along. You know, it's difficult, and I'll give Southeast Polk credit. They made the plays against that down the stretch that they needed to make, got the ball where it needed to go. And you know, but that's something that us as a staff will, you know, adapt, fix on, learn from, you know, and make sure that we get them in the best position we can. But I tell you what, I know the scout team, they love going against it, because if you can go against that, you can go against a lot of, you know, basic man-to-man defense. So we'll just have to keep a couple wrinkles up our sleeves yet, though, for some teams. You know, we can't show everything in the toolbox yet, but we'll continue to work on those things and get better, hopefully.
Thank you very much for joining us again. Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling. That wraps up the broadcast. Indianola falls to Southeast Polk 64-56.